The city of Newark openly invites every resident to take a 10 to 15 minute paper survey of questions addressing their thoughts on Newark police community relationships based on personal experiences. The site in Central Ward felt sort of like a school testing area, but the participants didn't fill out their questionnaires in silence. Many were openly voicing their support for the federal monitor over the Newark Police Department.
If the department could do it on their own, they would have done it by now. You know, and unfortunately, you know, we need some outside assistance to get things right, and I'm looking forward to what's to come of it.
Linda Lloyd is a Newark resident looking for accountability.
All police officers are not bad, but there are unfortunately some bad apples, and so once we start to rid those bad apples, we can be more celebratory of our police department because they do work hard. You know, and unfortunately, the bad apples make the whole bunch look bad. So best case scenario is that we actually start seeing some prosecutions for the injustices, and our relationship overall gets better with the Newark Police Department.
The survey was created by the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
The police department is really embracing the reforms that are going to move it to the next level.
Institute President Ryan Haygood, a resident of Newark South Ward, filled out his own survey.
Part of what was required in this process, frankly, was a recognition on behalf of the police department that things were not going well, that there was a long history of unconstitutional police abuse, that it persisted into the modern era, and that the police department really needed to turn a corner in terms of both reimagining how a relationship should look like with the community and beginning to build trust in a new relationship. And this is a critical part of that early first step.
Former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey was found mingling with residents filling out their surveys. He was appointed the independent monitor of the Newark Police Department.
I have been hearing a lot of complaints about attitude and demeanor. People feel that their humanity, their personhood is not being respected by police when they have encounters with the police.
But it's not all bad. Harvey says some residents already see improvements.
One of the persons here knew a high-ranking officer in a precinct who was very responsive to her concerns about one particular issue that she raised. So there are bright spots along the way. We just have to make it uniformly.
Harvey says the survey will be administered every year over the course of Newark's consent decree.
I am very optimistic about where we're going and the progress that will be made.
In Newark, I'm Meg Santos, WBGO News.